This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me? And what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Catch all the action this NFL season at St. Louis's home for sports, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. They've got dozens of TVs with all the games, perfect for tracking your wagers and fantasy teams while enjoying cold drinks and great food served by the best refs in town. Join the fun every Sunday and enjoy $15 domestic buckets and large one-topping pizzas for $10 all season long. Hotshots has been a proud home of St. Louis football fans since 1990. Find a location near you at hotshotsnet.com.
590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
Man with all that truck stop talk, and in van too. Man with all that truck stop talk. I almost forgot that it was Ween Wednesday. Did you forget?
Yes. I generally forget it's Ween Wednesday. This is a song I don't believe I've heard.
Like it?
This is good.
You want some dish?
The dish?
Some dish.
What's the dish?
Things seem to be heating up in Kristen Stewart's love life. After being spot... This is Pete's number one link this morning.
Another female?
Yes, indeed. Things, I think... Hold on, it might have changed. This is like your friend Anne Hayes.
Yeah, she
like,
goes back and forth.
Things seem to be heating up in Kristen Stewart's love life after being spotted kissing her on-again, off-again girlfriend Stella Maxwell in July. Stewart seems to have found someone new to place her affections upon in the form of screenwriter Dylan Meyer. Now, is Dylan a boy or girl? I've seen female Dylans. I've seen male Dylans. Ah, yes.
I'm going to say female.
The two first... Doug, do you know if Dylan...
I don't know.
Guess you don't want the dish.
Okay, go ahead with the dish.
The two first sparked dating rumors mid-August when Stewart and Meyer were snapped smooching up a storm.
Okay.
That phrase right there is why Pete made this his number one link.
They were smooching up a storm?
Clip that off. On the streets of New York City.
Okay.
Although some speculated that the screenwriter was just a stint during Stewart and Maxwell's off yet again phase. A source for E said otherwise. Quote, Kristen is... Who are these sources all the time?
They're just making stuff
there
up.
There isn't any. They just put a fun quote that one of their producers told them to.
Kristen is spending more time with Dylan and very happy about it. She was seeing Stella for a little bit while it worked, but now she has moved on with Dylan.
So
she had Stella before? Was that some 90-year-old lady?
And you would fail a class if you turned this in as, like, one of your writing assignments, right? Like,
My Aunt Stella's, like, 102 years old.
And Kristen Stewart's sleeping with her. Is it awkward for you?
Yeah, it is. Very awkward.
I don't get it.
Stick to your age group, gal.
The source added that Stewart is, quote, focused, end quote, on her bond with Meyer.
Focused?
Some girl
tell
right
tell that
now
by is, looking at him.
Some girl's high fiving her mom. They actually took my story and read it on the radio in St. Louis.
Anytime these things, Gangster Pete sends these things, I'll click on the if they do include an author and sometimes they don't, and I'll click on the author's link, and it's not like a bio, of course. It's their Twitter handle, and then you go to their Twitter handle, and they like have 800 followers, and they're like 19 years old, and they're maybe making $8 for this.
Right, and we read it like it's news.
It's dish.
Thank you. And there's a difference.
News. It's huge difference because dish doesn't mean anything.
So somebody with a Twitter account saw an actress kissing someone on the street And so now it's a big, huge story.
Well, that's, I think TMZ reported it, and then now you have the aggregator sites now putting their own spin on it with different words like smooching up a storm.
Okay.
And even if, I mean, Kristen Stewart is fairly well known, but if you're walking around New York City, chances are you got a hoodie on or something if you're a celebrity. I can see if you recognize Kristen Stewart, but if somebody on the street turned the story in, how would you know that's Dylan Meyer?
Doug, do you know Dylan Meyer?
Know. We don't even know if it's a boy or a girl, or if they're identifying
as binary. Or if this is
even
real. There's no pictures, right?
Can we even say, is it a girl or boy? Are we allowed to say that?
I haven't heard anything in the article yet that leads me to believe she's either yet.
Things seem to be moving fast between the couple. In a November 5th interview, isn't like... today?
Yeah.
November 6th?
Yeah.
So in an interview yesterday, someone would write... I don't know if Pete is very satisfied. He feels like the mad scientist. It's playing out exactly how he thought it would.
Well, sure.
In a November 5th interview with Howard Stern. Oh, she was on Stern? Sweet. Got that to listen to. I'm listening to Artie on Rogan right now, Doug, if you're looking for things to listen to.
Okay.
Stewart revealed that she's ready to propose... and that she already told Meyer she wants to marry her. Oh, so she's a woman. It's great.
Okay.
That's great. Now I'm more interested
why
in the
is
story.
That any better?
Because it's hot.
I don't know.
Who would know that that conversation happened?
Well, she said it in an interview on November 5th, which was yesterday.
Oh, she told Stern that she
right.
wants to marry this girl. Okay.
Here's everything you need to know about Kristen Stewart's new girl. Meyer has writing credits in films like Loose Ends from 2015, which stars Sarah Hyland. Remember Bob Hyland?
I do, yeah. Is this his daughter?
I don't know.
No, she's on Modern Family.
She's also worked on the TV series Miss 2059, a sci-fi story about a girl who accidentally finds herself battling in a dangerous galactic tournament.
Oh, brother. That just sounds wonderful.
Sounds like the Fan Page Club Championship for the galaxy.
Right.
Or 30 handicaps from all over the Milky Way gather.
Over a 7-month stretch, and many wind up forfeiting because they're really not interested in playing at all, and they didn't pay.
I mean, it's amazing. You play in all four seasons. I think that's the reward.
It tests the golfer's mettle in all four seasons of climate change.
She said on Stern, oh, is this on YouTube now? This is great. I just listen on the Sirius app. Hey, you find Kristen Stewart attractive?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Doug, do you find Kristen Stewart attractive?
I'd have to see a picture of her.
It depends
again.
On what
I'm
she's
sure
in.
Who it is.
I've seen her have intercourse with like a werewolf, though, on that Twilight Half Moon or New Moon. So I don't find her that attractive.
Here she is, right here. Let me show you. That's the interview from November 5th. Some people call it yesterday.
Doug's not looking.
Doug, no, are you going to look at
I'm
it?
Sorry,
or?
I got to. Yeah, she's attractive, yeah. Sure.
I get the sense that she's sexual as the day is long, which makes her more attractive. Don't you get that read?
Yeah, and not to steal anything from Prod Joe.
Oh, wow.
But
bonding moment.
Sometimes she looks like she could have a smell.
Now, why would you say that?
Like she'll go a few days without having a shower.
How could you possibly know that?
I'm with him.
Just by the look, sometimes with the dirty hair and her grungy clothes, she just looks like she hasn't showered in days.
You think Kurt Cobain had a smell if you're going grunge?
Yes.
You think Kurt Cobain, Doug, do you think Kurt Cobain had a smell?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Probably so.
What, like patchouli?
I don't know what it would have smelled like, just like having showered. I don't know. I mean, you could get a bad picture. If people are taking your picture wherever you go, sooner or later someone's going to get a really bad picture of you and you're going to look like you smell.
Well, that's where it came from. I just see pictures of her. It looks like she would have an odor.
Guys, Kristen Stewart looks a little bit like Edward Furlong from the mid-1990s, so yes, I would bang her. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Oh.
Guys, isn't Dillian Meyer the swollen sex worker you guys flew in a couple months ago to hang out on Iggy's patio?
Swollen.
That's from Timmy Recaps.
You go with one bad picture. And, yeah, you can't comment because you weren't here in July to meet her.
And you like the little gal.
Very attractive, very cute, bubbly, fun. There was nothing blown up about her.
Swollen. Was
swollen about her. You guys found one picture that looks like a pufffish. And you just keep sending that in.
I think there was more than one, but I'm with you. She was really awesome. Oh, that guy again.
Yeah. Gentleman walking his little Yorkshire Terrier outside our window waving to us. Hello, guy.
He poops on the patio every day.
No, really? Does it really? It doesn't.
Somebody said, please show Iggy Adam Wainwright's latest tweet. I don't know. I got to see what's going on. The two don't sense you. Tim, please see Wainwright's latest tweet and show Iggy. That's from Lucas the Board Op.
Okay.
Doug, I'm going to Adam Wainwright's Twitter timeline.
Okay.
He's still upset about more than 5 minutes of spring training?
Let's see. Happy anniversary. 15 years and five kids later, you were still my favorite person in the world. And that is from his wife. And then he, quote, retweeted, been with this girl since my junior year of high school. 21 years total and 15 years married today. Love you more than ever, baby girl. Still the prettiest person inside and out I've ever met.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, he could have just leaned over and said that to her this morning.
Wow.
Didn't need to put it out there.
He didn't like the public sentiment.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm to the point now. Just go ahead. I don't care. It makes no sense when your wife is probably laying right next to you.
He just wants the whole world to know it.
I guess. To each their own.
Yeah, I wouldn't get too upset with him.
So well, you hold him accountable?
No, I just said if she's sitting right there laying next to you, you could have said, happy anniversary, baby. Love you. More gorgeous today. You know, you put it out there, but... Hey, he's probably got about, what, 300,000-400,000 followers, if not more. So, yeah, he wants all of his fans
followers.
To...
He has 283,000.
He wants all of his fans to know that it's his wife's anniversary, so, okay. It's different on Facebook when you have 200 friends and you're putting it out there.
So it's better to do it on the Twitter tweet.
And if you're somebody, I guess.
I wonder if it could also be a thing where professional athletes like that would constantly be getting hit on by women. If that's his way of showing his wife that, listen, you don't have to worry about that.
I'd be surprised if he is, and it has nothing to do with appearance. I just don't think he puts himself in that position. Like you can,
you wouldn't
avoid
have to
it.
Do much, would you?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. I think it could be wrong on this, but I think people have an idea who's putting themselves in a position to engage in at least light digital play.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, there's some
you don't
married
think
guys.
Celebrities like that and professional athletes get hit on all the
no,
time.
No,
I don't get hit on that much.
I said professional athletes and celebrities.
Right.
Yeah, after I dropped 25 on Livingston, there were no girls kind of.
Professional athletes.
Oh.
I bet they get hit on daily. Daily.
I would guess, and this is just my opinion, so don't hold me accountable. I'm not calling anybody out. I would say 35 to 40% of all professional athletes cheat.
Okay, what sports are we talking here?
All sports.
Yeah, that may
so
be
like
low.
We're going cricket. What are we doing?
Well, the four major sports.
In North America. All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, a lot of them are so young that they wouldn't be cheating at all.
Do you count if you're in a non-married relationship? And then I also think there are some where it's just kind of like, okay, I know what's going to go on. You do your thing. I'll do my thing. But let's take care of each other when we're here and take care of our families. I think that goes on also.
Mm, probably.
So I don't know. So Iggy, what counts? Again, this is kind of like the cuckolding.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you have permission to go cheat, it's not cheating. But I'm saying guys that are married or have steady girlfriends, fiancés, whatever, back home, and you're on the road half the year, and I would say they cheat. 35 to 40% of athletes cheat, I would guess.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Gangster Pete just sent me a text. Gangster Pete, why don't you come on here? There's a spot open with the cat away in New York.
I don't think there'd be any way at all to know what that figure is. Even if you did a anonymous poll, you wouldn't know if they're being honest with you.
No, that's exactly why I said I'm just guessing.
Gangster Pete, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, PowerMizzou.com's Gangster Pete.
Well, hello, Pete.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
What's the good word? What did you just text me? I wanted to get this on.
Oh, the pro athletes, they have it so easy now because they just got to go to their DMs. Those girls, they just send them DMs all day. They don't even have to like leave their hotel room. And they just have options. They can check out the pictures. It's like shopping.
All these athletes have it open where you can send DMs.
What?
Don't you have to follow somebody back on? I mean, I have a lot of people that I don't follow me on Twitter that I can't leave them DMs.
Well, I mean, if you were a beautiful woman and you say request to follow you, you'd accept them, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Then they can DM you.
I don't know. Maybe their wife sees their Twitter account.
The Instagram models have never been more of a thirsty group of women.
Thirsty.
So, I mean, they are just dripping wet with thirst, just trying to cling on to somebody with money. So I think it's really easy on the Instagram world to just, I mean, that's where the DM slides in, because every guy I follow, I mean, Instagram is for looking at hot chicks, and in reverse, it's also for hot chicks to post pictures to try to make, you know, $5,000-$10,000 per post, you know, like most Instagram.
And anybody can leave a message on Instagram. You don't have to be followed by them.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Insty.
Oh, I thought you meant Twitter. Okay.
Instant chicks. You're a pro athlete.
Gangster Pete, are you speaking with this from experience? Not yours, of course.
No.
But like people you know, or this is just what your thesis is?
It's just what I've read about it.
Really? Who wrote about it?
I mean, I couldn't tell you the article, but
Duncan,
I've read
that?
I've read about how it's so easy for athletes. I mean,
don't you think that
nobody's lining up in my DMs, obviously.
Don't you think that would happen?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That girls would go after the professional athletes? This is not a new thing. It's been going on since sports was around.
Well, back in the Babe Ruth era, they just get whores.
Oh, maybe. Well, I'm sure you probably
bring them where, to Normandy? Didn't we?
Babe Ruth said one of his favorite places to come to play ball with St. Louis, because he had a couple of favorite whores.
Going the Ferris wheel.
Did he use that word, like, that terminology exactly?
Clydesdales?
I think that was at a charity banquet.
Prostitutes down Gaslight Square.
Did you just think they'd find a girlfriend?
This is a speech at a children's hospital.
Where was Gaslight Square?
I love this city. You guys have the best whores.
Oh, I love to come to St. Louis for your viewers.
I went to Gaslight City once as a little kid. I think it was kind of Central West Endish, wasn't it?
I don't know. I think they were called speakeasies and things like that down there.
But it wasn't.
Can you imagine hitting up a speakeasy?
It wasn't for Gaslight Square at that point. It wasn't for whores. It was an outdoor musical, a block full of jazz clubs and things like that.
Yeah, but there were whores hanging out, I'm sure.
How do you know?
Because they said Babe Ruth would come to St. Louis and love the whores.
Well, but that would have been the 20s or 30s.
Doug and Babe Ruth didn't cross paths.
Well, yeah. Well, back in your age, your era, yeah. I'm sure they cleaned them up by then, but back in the day of Prohibition and hookers and a lot going on back
I'm
then.
I'm picturing just a Gaslight area and just kind of like a grazing area just for whores, and you got to pick out which one you want.
It was a couple block area where they had a bunch of restaurants and trendy nightclubs and music going on everywhere.
There's probably a House of Ill Repute around there somewhere.
Well...
Babe would go in and just take his pick.
Ken, just because Learn doesn't respond to your DMs doesn't mean it doesn't happen to pro athletes. That's from Hawaiian Trevor.
I bet they get bombarded. And I just think maybe if it's somebody who's famous.
I'd be surprised
going
if
out there,
got it. I really would. What do we got going on?
I bet they all get it.
Here, Pete's just provided evidence, which I appreciate. Hold on a second. What was the name? I want to read that title. Horny pro athletes are waiting for you to slide into their DMs.
There's a picture of a horny.
And there's a guy just in his locker looking at his phone. That poor MF.
And every
probably checking the forecast, and now he's the poster boy.
And every desperate gal that's messaging athletes, there's a wife waiting for it to happen so she could collect half the cash. And
that's
go to
what's
Barbados.
Going on.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure there's. You said about 40% of the athletes cheat. I bet you 100% of those wives are just waiting for that money to drop right into their bank account once that happens.
I'd like to ask somebody about this. Wainwright wouldn't probably be up for it if I... Of course, the last time he sat down at the picnic table, he made national news. I wasn't expecting that either, so who knows? But I just don't think a guy like him... I don't even think a guy like Brady gets it.
Look,
I really don't.
I'm sure they do.
I really don't, because I think he's so clear that he's so family-oriented. I'm being serious, and I'm like, I think, I don't know, I was about to say the biggest pervert on the dais, but I don't know if that's the case.
No, he probably gets it, but he just doesn't read him. He probably gets him, he just doesn't read him. I mean, I'm sure.
I mean, when you're married, though, to
but
Giselle.
But, like, there's some cardinals I'm sure you can think of who are single guys and obviously make it known that they're out having fun, whatever, that they do. But I don't see a guy like Wayne. I just don't see. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Why am I yelling?
I don't know.
I don't have an answer for that.
I did
either.
Read an article. This was years ago, Sports Illustrated did one, that the divorce rate for athletes right after their retirement is like off the charts. After they stop being the famous athlete, no longer playing, no longer in
the
limelight, and you know, the wife put up with maybe some of the cheating that went on the road or earlier in their career. Now they realize, okay, that let's Splitsville here.
Or she enjoyed him being gone most of the year, and she could go hang out with girlfriends and have cocktails, and then he's home hanging out all day.
No, I don't think it would be that.
Oh, I would.
I think it's, you know, sometimes the guy marries a girl because she's the most beautiful thing around, and the girl marries a guy because he's rich and famous, and they don't necessarily have a whole lot in common. And then
they just like to F, and then that wears
after the
thin.
Playing days, she says, okay, enough of that now. You know, no longer making $15 million a year, and you're not going to anymore.
And my friends are going to Brio and Napoli.
And we're together all the time now, and we realize we don't really have a lot in common.
Bricktop is good treats.
It is.
Supposedly, the divorce rate is really high right after retirement.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that's parties in the parks.
I don't know that parties in the park.
Here, Pete really wants me to read this article, so there must be something like smooching up a storm in there that he's just going to giggle about once I read it. The single man with the sexy job is stuck. There it is. That might be right out of the gate.
Stuck.
The single man with the sexy job is stuck.
How many jobs are sexy?
Sports talk radio.
No. Professional athlete? Is there anything? Movie star?
I think.
Much beyond that?
Doing sports Sunday during the football season at midnight is implied?
That's not implied. Not understood. No, that's not right. It's about as far off the spectrum as you could get.
The single man with the sexy job is stuck. For starters, he is fairly thick.
Fairly thick.
That's why Pete, this is when he really wants me to read something.
It means he's fat?
I don't know. I'm just reading the prompter.
Or hung? Dumb?
Hung?
That doesn't mean that.
Plowhawk is Manuel long or thick?
I think he's one of those hybrids.
What, like a four hybrid that I'm going to hit about 220?
Yeah, because it's a perfect range, perfect distance. I think it looks a lot girthier because it's so long, but it's just a lot of skin.
How did we get on that?
Well, we're trying to understand what this fairly thick thing means. And by the way, I'm not even into the second line of the story.
Like, there's anacondas, and then there's an anaconda that eats a deer.
We just need to, like, pump Ritalin like a mist into the studio. Just large enough to have not seen his Adam's apple since never, and to have not enjoyed a ton of success with women on looks alone. When he catches their eye, it's his social status or bank balance they see, because he is, in fact, an NFL lineman. Tonight, he's in San Francisco for Super Bowl 50, not for the actual game, which kicks off tomorrow, but to kindle a legit romance, which to him is the big game. His field of play, the Maxim Party, the wackiest super soiree any of the regulars can remember. From the stage, Lil Wayne and his joint command a dance floor of hundreds. Up above dangles an aerialist. Down below, inexplicably, a kangaroo.
Kangaroo? At the Maxim Party, there's a kangaroo? How does that help?
I've been to the Maxim Party. I've seen none of this.
How did you get in?
I had connections back in the day. I would get into that.
You didn't see a kangaroo?
I'd get into those parties, the Playboy Party.
So there's just a kangaroo bouncing around, punching people.
Aren't those things banty?
Yeah, they'll punch you like a boxer. They'll
I didn't
they'll
see
punch
a kangaroo.
You.
Put some joints in their pouch and you kind of bounce around the party, you know.
And all around are runway models, Instagram models, and fresh faces bust in from across the Bay Area. When they're not milking the open bar, they're arm tackling stars like Marshawn Lynch. Now, imagine how a guy who is often mistaken for an NFL star's bodyguard would find a match in this crowd. In years past, it was a long shot. But at the moment, the lineman is dancing with a pretty lady who's very much into him. The kicker? She knew she was into him before she knew how he earned a living. How did that happen? Tinder. It's the best invention ever, he says with a hearty laugh, as if he can't believe his good fortune. Like 50 million other fish in the dating app sea, he swims the murky waters in search of companionship, if not lasting love. Unlike the majority, he must go to extreme lengths to stay afloat, deploying an arsenal of tricks developed by the stars for the stars. But the qualities that make him an extra-large catch to virtual predators also come with outsized benefits. Of his five Tinder winners, he estimates he has a real shot with two. And that, in part, is why I'm not allowed to use his name or even true position. So I coined a handle, Tinder Slaying Tackle.
What is going on?
Look,
of his five,
I'm ready to get on one of these jobs.
Of his five, what? He had two? What does that mean?
So, 40%.
Yeah. So let's say these athletes probably match on Tinder. Can they go to city to city? Let's say they match 150 girls at a trip or a, you know, a city. 150.
And by match, that means
they what? Like they you. Both, that they you mutually swipe and like each other. Right. Then you sift through that, and you probably get, you know, maybe 20 or 30 that are really prime, and then you sift through that, and what one's the most convenient? You know, who's going to be able to come over? Are they going to bring treats as well?
Or go to this party with the kangaroo.
I've never heard that. That's...
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here with this, but it sounds to me like it's an article saying that if you're a quarterback or a running back, you get the broads. If you're a big fat lineman, you got to go to Tinder.
Gangster Pete's back with his article.
I mean, it's a long article, but
yeah, it doesn't need to be.
If you keep going down, they talk to Deshaun Jackson, Lolo Jones, Rob Gronkowski.
Isn't Lolo Jones a virgin?
She was for a long time.
How do you know?
Oh, I didn't see the story
they
where she
lost
it.
All kinds of athletes, and they talk about how easy it is. So,
yeah,
well, I didn't think you were going to read the whole thing. It's a pretty long article.
Are we surprised that it's easy for a professional athlete in their prime to meet someone of the opposite sex?
Not if you're a big fat lineman, obviously.
But I disagree with Iggy because the offensive defensive tackles usually have really petite, sexy wives.
How do you know?
Well, I'm just sure going based upon like the very few that I've seen in.
Wouldn't you think they'd all have attractive block wives? Parties. Every one of them. Wouldn't you be stunned if they had anything other than an attractive wife, as a professional athlete?
Probably so.
Well, they're nice guys and they're hard workers.
Well, yeah.
It's not even because they're athletes and they have a huge signing bonus. Doug, it's not about the money.
Thank you, Plowhawk.
Ever.
I suspect love. Most people that are extremely successful have rather attractive significant others. Don't you think that kind of goes along with it?
It's coming around again.
Doesn't
is that
it?
Carly Simon or is that Ann Murray?
That's Carly Simon.
Did you pull that up, Plowhawk?
What
coming
is
around
it?
Again, Carly Simon?
Yeah.
Thanks. Tim, I know someone who dates on the players. What's that mean? Dates on the players.
Cleat chaser?
Hits on the players.
Ah, jersey chaser.
When they would go out, some of the married players would constantly be hitting on other girls, seeing who they could take home for the night. The amount of DMs they got daily was unreal.
I'm sure it is.
A surprise to no one.
No, why would that be?
This is what they play when a huge offensive tackle busts out his baby arm.
I don't think they play that. Nothing stays the same. I mean, they did 40 years ago.
Looks like Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Carly Simon looks like Topanga?
At least the cover of this photo.
This is 83? 83? Orioles?
It's almost at 145,000.
And Earl Weaver was the manager when they won the World Series. And then he came back.
Yeah.
Go to Carole King Tapestry and look at that picture. That's a very good picture of her.
And a wealthy heiress before she even...
Carole King was?
No. Carly Simon. Her dad was Simon of Simon & Schuster Publisher.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think...
Never mind. Carole King is a Tapestry. I thought this is who we're talking about.
Oh, no. Carly Simon.
Okay. They both have curly hair, though, right?
Yeah, they're both female.
Yep.
I will say, Deke Dotem discovered that the garbage disposal put his video from me and Natty Nate's eating competition, and the comments are getting similar to where the foot fetish video? It's pretty good.
Well,
Iggy,
the comments get destroyed on that.
It's so good.
I did.
The comments
I wasn't even
in the
it.
Foot fetish videos from our show get into the foot fetish community. So I guess guys who have the foot fetish interest type foot fetish in to the search, and it seems like a lot of it's going on in Riyadh. And
Bangladesh
and whereas we know what we're doing and we know that this is a well-oiled machine with weeks and weeks of preparation before we bring in a waitress to show her feet, these gentlemen in Saudi Arabia don't necessarily get it and don't understand why Jay is fortunate enough to experience the bounty of feet on his face.
How much clicking around, when you sit down in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, how much clicking around do you do before you get to Jay Randolph kissing a foot on the internet?
I would say it doesn't take long.
I would think it would take a while.
I might have left millions of dollars on the table by not monetizing these clicks or these clips because some of these things have been viewed millions of times. And they're just sitting there with nothing on them. All right, so what do we have here? The garbage disposal has a...
So he obviously live streamed, or didn't, I don't know if he live streamed, but videoed the experience he had at Hot Shot.
Yeah, because he kept yelling at me to get out of the way. I was
yes, and Iggy
trying
is,
to MC it. And, I was,
and there must be, who commenting, must be big fans of the garbage disposal or just food competitions.
It's been viewed 5,200 times.
They're foodies. And they don't get what Iggy's doing. Iggy's like going from plate to plate, picking up like a wing and a fry. And they really, the comments just bash Iggy. And if people that don't even know Iggy, just, I thought it.
They didn't like
I think
his
in
effort.
Your spare time, if you want to read some of the comments.
I've got the time right now, as a matter of fact. I like how it's a contest, and this dude in the leather jacket with a red hat keeps eating food off of people's plates.
It's unreal. They just bash.
And then DJM Sports says, ha ha, it's utter disrespect. Iggy, do you feel like that was utter disrespect when you were eating off their plate?
No, because we have a show to do, and yeah. Part of our show is to let people know this is radio. They can't see people eating.
Well, that's right.
So you're kind of telling people what's going on, and if sure. That bothered you, and it took away from you seeing somebody shoving nine wings down their gullet. Sorry.
Mm. It's just fantastic.
He won rather easily, that guy. He beat our crowd rather easily.
Well, he ate three wings and beat Nana Nate, so...
Now, head-to-tail barbecue and cooking posted, Doug. Brandon, I don't know if he even started yet. That was when we asked the garbage disposal what he thought of the Plowhawk and Natty Nate's performance, and he said, I don't know if they even started yet. That was hilarious, garbage disposal. Great line, sir, and quick thinking. I like it. And then the garbage disposal responds, LOL, thanks. And I tried to be nice about it.
Oh.
He's just some suck-ups.
Yeah, I don't know.
Trying
if they,
to be nice.
I still
we
don't
didn't
think
even know this
they
guy.
They don't get it yet. They haven't gotten it yet.
Garbage disposal, suck-ups, and lemmings. I get it. I mean, he put it up, so
he's got
obviously his friends are looking at it.
Well, get the guy with the red hat out of here. It was so disrespectful.
Doug, do you know Casey Partridge?
I don't, unless he was part of the Partridge family.
No, totally different, unrelated, but they're distant relatives. Red hat guy needed to sit. The commentary in the background was excessive. We come to watch Brandon.
He didn't come anywhere.
I didn't realize this guy was a superstar. Apparently, he's got a bunch
of
fans.
I love that they found that, because the comments are great, and I hope to continue to grow.
Man, I'm all for the garbage disposal having a, you know, a prosperous career, but... If you're coming to watch a dude eat, my God.
God, that line.
What are you doing tonight? I'm going to go watch a guy dump a bunch of food down his throat.
Yeah, he got a large pizza and oh, I'm there.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Two bites. Way to go, buddy. Got it. Two bites.
Yeah, they're
pepperoni and all. Love it. Go to the wings next. Wings next. There you go. Good drink of water. Good drink of water. Dig in.
I mean, 98 at one time, I got up and turned around for like 5 minutes.
He was just nibbling. He just looked for an appetizer.
It was a tapas contest. Yeah. Dude in the red hat acts like, I'm going to do whatever I want. Stand in front of the camera, eat off their plates, bother the contestants, and you're going to like it. Doug, that's from one digital watcher.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. So
that's what I did.
It's not from listeners, but if you close your eyes, you can picture a listener saying that to Iggy.
I really wanted a piece of the pizza that you had there, Plowson.
It was, overall, the food was phenomenal.
Yeah, I thought it might interfere with the contest if I were to have a piece of that
pizza.
Well,
it wouldn't have mattered.
Those tacos were unreal. I grabbed like three of them, so I'm sure they weren't happy with that either. But
were those Plowsies or Natty Nate's tacos?
Both, I think.
Yeah, a couple of mine.
J.R. Ridd writes, that doofus in the red hat, he's some radio. He doesn't understand what a camera's for.
Again.
My God, I am getting trashed on this. What the hell?
Eddie Flanagan writes, how is this fair when the old guy in the red hat keeps stealing everybody's food?
They take it so serious, they still don't get it. Oh.
I wasn't taking dump trucks.
Garbage disposal.
Garbage disposal.
Okay, we need to have a guy named the dump truck.
I mean, I was taking it off the two plates that were never going to get finished.
And you were hungry yourself.
I was, and it was good.
And this guy apparently has fans who just wait for him to post the videos.
Obviously.
So they can cheer him on against people that have never been competitive eaters.
Yeah, and if you are part of a show that is trying to commentate on this for a radio audience that will be listening the next morning, you're not too happy about it.
Can someone, this is from Rebecca Thumper.
Oh, give me that name.
Can someone please get that idiot who keeps picking on the food out of there. You did awesome, Brandon, but that was very unprofessional.
My God. This wasn't a competition, folks.
Well, it was, too.
That...
No, it wasn't.
Lousy and Nanny Nate took him on.
I mean, it was a fun little thing that...
Just Iggy just got killed by these people that like to watch other people eat. If there's something wrong with that, I feel like there's
something. Great. It was like Mizzou playing.
Is on Facebook?
It's like Mizzou starting their basketball season.
Is that on Facebook?
Incarnate Word.
Is that thing posted on Facebook? Where's that thing posted?
YouTube, baby, YouTube.
Oh, okay.
What was with this man eating the guy's fries? Isn't that cheating? These men need to sit down. We come to watch Brandon, not hear you and your camera. Good job, B, though. We come to win.
Oh.
That's from Moore-Gen.
I feel really bad for these, all these people's family members.
Did the disposal not explain on here that it was just a fun little thing?
It wasn't a non-conference game. It wasn't competition? Yeah, he was just warming
up. Wasn't winning anything. He wasn't playing against anybody.
Mr. Disposal.
It seems they're upset because I was taking food off other plates trying to help Garbage Disposal lose.
That food went completely uneaten, too, didn't it?
Yeah, that whole pizza. I took one of the burgers.
We had our girl next, I think our final girl next door of the year winner, Sarah, came in studio with her friend 7 years ago, and the video's been viewed 224,000 times.
Well,
that's Sarah Elizabeth.
What thing?
You see Jennings over there. Larry Nichols somehow is kind of essentially the potted plant. He's just in the corner with a smile on his face while this is going on. And then there's another. We always would have like moms come in and like they'd keep their kids in the car while the minivan was running to show their feet. It was always so erotic.
Because one woman did that to win like playoff tickets didn't she?
Let me take a look at the comments here because the foot guys.
Well, we have one. I have me and Iggy were talking to Ariana Marie on the couch, and there's not many comments, but here's one. Feet, please, now. She's such a beautiful girl, and those feet.
And that comes from Normandy Golf.
No.
65.
Frankie Mac.
Bottoms MU writes, where was the part where Doug kicks his socks off and stuffs it in Larry's gooch?
No, that didn't happen.
Rock W61, three hot hoes. I guess we had three in that day. Would love to rub Nutella all over the fat guy's feet and lick it off.
Oh, no.
Gotta be a listener. He can't. That's two out there. To be real.
225,000 views. Many from our friends in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Because they can't get that kind of thing over there? Is that what that's about?
Does seem to be the deal.
Probably the case.
Oh, Nutella and feet. That doesn't even sound halfway appetizing.
I'm not a big fan of Nutella at all.
I got to tell you something. These two were legitimately attractive 7 years ago. I guess I remember this guy, 2012. Doug, we've been doing it and doing it great for a long time.
How was that Western? Just finishing up, Mike.
Oh, you missed out on that.
Larry hasn't moved, and the smile hasn't moved from his face. This kind of becomes a lesbianic video. I understand the people in Saudi Arabia getting into this. Okay, I have to post this on the fan page.
But they would kill them in Saudi Arabia, right?
Matter of opinion. But they like the video. Wow. Yeah, this is kind of getting into lesbianism here. This is a good one, and they're both attractive. Big day for us.
Upset.
Yeah.
How do we ever stop doing that?
I don't know. What happened? Well, I guess we went to 920, and the owner of 920 had the Christian radio station there, and so we just kind of agreed that we would,
cut back on some things.
But now, outside of the guy who walks his dog every morning, we could pretty much do whatever the hell we want here.
I mean, the station I used to work at, they used to have strippers just come and dance in front of the studio windows.
Who did?
To distract traffic.
Oh, yeah. On the man, yeah.
They would just bring these raggedy... You felt for them because they just were being nice, and they were just, it was a cold studio.
Oh, is this the Hampton Studios where Dan Marshall had go-go dancers in the window?
Yeah, it was cold in November, and they're in just in booty shorts and just dancing
and
in front.
Dancing inside, but in front of the window? So
yeah.
Right next to the Taco Bell. Yeah.
Right off of Hampton.
That's the place where I fell down the stairs.
I saw that video too.
Doug, if you're buying a home, getting married, or have a growing family, make sure your loved ones will be okay. If you don't make it home, call James Carlton at 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. to see just how inexpensive it is to protect your family through term life insurance. Although the worst is unlikely, none of us would leave the driveway without strapping our little tykes into a car seat. Life insurance is no different, although it's not likely that you don't make it home tonight. It's not a risk worth taking when it comes to providing for your loved ones. State Farm is the number one provider of term life insurance in the U.S. Call James Carlton at 314-961-4800 or apply online at carltoninsurance.net. If someone wrote you a check for two times your salary to never work again, most of us would say, not a chance in hell I'm cashing that. However, many of us solely rely on group coverage to protect our families. It's great if your employer provides that benefit, but most of us with families know there's no way they would be okay with two times our salary if we passed away. Call James today at 314-961-4800 or apply online at carltoninsurance.net to see just how inexpensive it is to make sure your loved ones are protected. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton. Pause. State Farm. On the STLTaxLawyer.com Captain's Log, we have the Hot Shots email of the day and this. Benjamin Albright with us on the program yesterday. And I think this was the soundbite that that got people going yesterday. Plowhawk, can I call it out by number? Number 10?
How about number 10, Plowsy? All right, hit the lever on number 10, Plowsy.
I mean, 10 won't necessarily do it. I don't print one out for myself.
Oh, okay. It's Benjamin Albright on why St. Louis still has appeal to the NFL.
Yep. You got a lot of fans that are football hungry there. You got a lot of people that are understandably jaded by the way Stan and the Rams left. And, you know, of course, there's still a lawsuit there. So each location presents its own problems, you know, on the surface. But St. Louis has been successful as a football town before, despite the way Stan left and what he claimed when he was leaving.
So yesterday, with the report from Vinny Bonsignore, who Iggy was communicating with, he had the big story in The Athletic, and he said he would come on the show. But then Dean Spanos, before the Chargers had a practice yesterday in Los Angeles, called reporters over.
There were actually reporters there.
That's an upset.
Yeah.
And he said the following, and let me know how you interpret this with regard to Bonsignore's story in The Athletic. Quote, it's total effing bull S. We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home, and this is where we are planning to be for a long effing time. Period. End quote. How do you interpret?
Time to get your Chargers season tickets.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're coming here next fall. That's how I took that.
Nice.
Kind of beat around the question.
It sounds like they're looking for a practice place if they can't secure Rams Park from the soccer people that took it over. And that maybe they'll be here. If not, the way, you know, the timeline, if not 2020, I think 2021, the Chargers will play their first season here.
I don't, will Rivers still
be
played?
There is no secret plan.
See?
I think the NFL will second guess what they thought of the dome once they see what the XFL does to the dome. And
yeah. Well, Spanos left it open to interpretation.
He did.
That's for sure. The door was left open.
So Vinny Bonsignore essentially had his story absolutely crapped upon.
Crushed.
Which may or may not have anything to do with the fact that now he's not returning Iggy's text messages.
Yeah, probably related.
Let's see. Now, he was asked on his Twitter timeline, per Vinny Bonsignore, the NFL is exploring London and St. Louis as potential rescue sites for the Chargers franchise while the wheels keep on turning. What's your take on the possibility of St. Louis getting another team? And he said, I never said anything about St. Louis. He did not. It was Benjamin Albright who took Bonsignore's story and said that they're still looking at London and St. Louis.
Well, as we said a couple times yesterday, we can speculate all we want and talk about what would work here and what would work there, but it only gets down to what one guy wants to do, and that's Spanos, who owns the team.
But I do think it's all I think here was my interpretation of the quote. Obviously the quote is definitive, but why was he so banty?
Because he doesn't want what fans they have to think that, oh well, this team's not going to be around anyway.
Exactly.
Why would we keep
so following? He feels like the story poisoned a well that's already lacking water. And if he knows it's not true, then he knows it was planted. And so my interpretation of that was, Spanos thinks it was planted by the Rams and the steamer. And we know that would never happen.
Well, it might, because they lie about a lot of things.
It's all about integrity with that group.
Yeah, that's their modus operandi. It's the lie, cheat, whatever.
Yep. You can read between the lines who the person was, who was the source that was unnamed throughout the article.
Well, Kroenke doesn't talk to anybody, so probably not him.
Right.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Hey, that's about all you'll get out of him.
And he does the voiceover for the Shane Company, correct?
The Shane Company. Because you have a friend in the diamond business.
He does do that.
So he inherited...
That's where he got most of his money.
Is the voiceover
Yeah,
work.
It wasn't...
Frank, how are you? Frank, how are you today? Frank, how are you today?
That was the equivalent
get,
of his
As far as I know,
there.
He didn't get paid for that, but he's made a fortune saying...
Now you have a friend in the sapphire business.
That's
so
been very
then
lucrative.
You have the question of... Why did someone give Bonsignore all of this? Okay. Then why do you have Benjamin Albright saying, great reporting, Vinny. They're also talking to St. Louis and London. And what is the angle? Because those things did happen. Whether or not St. Louis has even a 0.00001% chance of getting an NFL team, and then you have to add in, would St. Louis even put a dollar in for St. Louis? Then you go, who would own the team if Spanos were to sell the team? All of those things, those are all speculative. But there was something going on. We do know there's something going on with somebody trying to poison the well for Spanos if, in fact, the story is complete BS, because it wasn't like Bonsignore just sent out a tweet. For those of you who read the story in The Athletic, this wasn't a couple paragraphs. This was detailed, and it did have some people quoted with their names, but it had anonymous sources as well. And it was sourced. It was quoted. It was reporting. It wasn't just like a blog post. And it was presented as an exclusive. In other words, he had conversations with people exclusive. So, as the colonel said, someone is being lied to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens every day. Who would have something to gain by initiating talk that the Chargers are moving out? I guess that would be the Rams. If indeed the Rams want them to leave, you know, if I was Kroenke, I would just assume take their rent money on the stadium those weeks that I'm not using
it. To me, it's a win-win for Kroenke. This is a Kroenke group written all over it. You get Spanos out. You get there would need to be a lot of things to happen, but you get the lawsuit that disappears. And it may cost
only
you
if,
money.
Only if the team were to come here, maybe.
Yes, but I think just getting the wheels rolling and having Dean Spanos respond in the way he did, I think has worked perfectly. Because now Dean Spanos is kind of backed in the corner and on the ropes, having to answer these questions continuously about LA, and I think that is a win for whoever's leaking it. It's got to be a Kroenke group, though, right? It's got to be somebody with the Rams. They don't want him there.
I don't know if they do or not. If they're no real competition to the Rams, why wouldn't you take their money? As opposed to no money? As opposed to that $5 billion stadium sitting empty most Sundays of the year?
Well, it's not NFL owners, you know that, because they wouldn't do it without Kroenke knowing.
Yeah.
They wouldn't tell, we're going to do this, and Kroenke comes to them and says, wait a minute, I like them here. I'm taking their money. What are you doing? So it's obviously coming from a Kroenke group.
Now this, I don't know if this would be somebody who would know, but it is Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff, theoretically. He would be in the know. He says, crazy-ass conspiracy theory. Stan actually hates how he left his home market and how he has ruined his reputation at home and is trying to make it right from the shadows.
Yeah, that is crazy.
He will never be like, it doesn't matter if he personally hands us the chart. It doesn't matter.
Stan only cares about the almighty dollar. Yeah. Nothing else.
Yeah, his reputation is set.
Nothing else is
so
of any
concern. So I
know
something's going on. I mean, again, if all of us here and everybody listening agrees that someone's lying... It's impossible for that not to be true, but we just have to establish that premise for the discussion. Someone is lying, either Spanos or the source who did the interview with Bonsignore. What is the angle? And I don't have the answer to that, but if somebody is lying and somebody went out of their way to either speak with Bonsignore and source this, or Spanos, before practice, sees the group of beat reporters for the Chargers and calls them over and then delivers that banty AF statement, someone's lying. What's the angle? And I, by the way, don't think it's Spanos.
I guess it could just be someone speculating again, thinking that the NFL games in London have been a success. The Chargers have been a big failure in L.A. Wouldn't it make sense to put them out there? Wouldn't that clear things up for everybody? And then they talk like they have some knowledge that the Chargers think in those terms. And apparently the Chargers aren't thinking in those terms.
The issue with the L.A. sports fan is that the Rams have not captured the imagination of the L.A. sports fan, which is certainly fickle anyway, with a transient market that has plenty else to do other than sit at a stadium on a Sunday afternoon and watch games. And L.A. sports heritage is really rooted in a handful of teams, and even then they can be irrelevant if they don't have stars or success, like the Lakers, you know, a couple of years ago or even last year. But it's Dodgers, it's Lakers, it's USC football, it's UCLA basketball. That's it. And then if the clip show is good, then the clip show gets people talking. Otherwise, the clip show is another team from San Diego that has irrelevance. The Angels, you know, the Kings won some cups. The Kings now are back to irrelevance. So that's the issue. And I think from Kroenke's perspective, knowing that he hasn't exactly got a bunch of people who are cheering for the Rams in his building at this point, if the Chargers do have success, it's better to have the market to yourself. That has greater value than the rent. And Doug, we just have a philosophical disagreement on that, but that's what I think. But again, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the angle to putting that out there, because it is my belief that that came from somebody tied to either the Rams or Legends Sports, and Legends Sports is Jerry Jones' company, and he's in with the Rams, and that's one of the reasons why I believe he played a role in pushing that across the finish line, in addition to... And understandably, even though we don't like it, you did have the rare owner who could privately fund the thing that was supposed to be $2 billion and is now down to $4.5 billion. It was going to be $5 billion, now it's down to $4.5 billion in the story I read in the LA Times yesterday. So that's good.
How do you make that big of a budgetary mistake?
Well, you got that deck put on your house, and the contractor told you it was going to be, what, I think you said it was going to be $22,000, but then it came in at $63,000. You're like, okay.
It's the extra LED lights. They didn't factor in they need a backup lighting just in case one goes out. So they had to double their LED lighting purchases.
Yep. How do you misestimate by $2.5 billion?
You've seen that happen, though.
I've never seen that happen.
Was it the issue with the TSA or whatever? I'm sure that was expensive, because didn't they have something?
Have you been to Dodger Stadium?
No, I have not.
Doug, I know we've both been to Dodger Stadium. It's actually in, I think the reason why it's called Chavez Ravine, is it's actually in, like, in a parking lot behind home plate where, like, the Dodgers logo is behind home plate. That's actually up, like, at ground level, and then the stadium is into a ravine. So now what they've done with Inglewood is they had to dig in and build it in the ground because of what you're making reference to, the FAA and the fact that LAX... It's in the flight pattern for flights landing at LAX. Yeah.
There are other stadiums like that. Michigan's like that.
Well, I'm saying...
You drive by the stadium there, and you go, that's the stadium?
The big house in Ann Arbor's like that? Really?
And you say, that's it? And then you get in there, and, oh, it's down below. But that shouldn't cost you another $2 billion
to dig another 20 feet. That there were issues like that arose, I think... Construction was down for a year because of the rain. Remember, there was an issue with flooding right when they started, which could have delayed things, damaged things. They had to redo it. I'm saying it's completely ridiculous. I agree. But their calculations are so early on.
You figure guys aren't working when you've delayed things. Your labor costs.
But I think there was some damage as well. And I don't know.
It wasn't even built. There was nothing to be damaged. Then they brought in the pumps to get some of the... They created a lake there and all, and then they had to pump that out. But you're not talking about billions of dollars.
Agreed, Doug. I'm just saying there were some issues, but not but maybe hundreds of millions. I'm sure digging it in to where you don't have...
It could be. This
FAA,
is a weird-looking stadium. It could have been that they underestimated what it was going to cost to pull some of this architecture off.
Because it's really
weird-looking.
Doug, here's another theory. Stan Stadium has doubled in cost because the company in charge of construction is ordering two of everything so they can get a free stadium for St. Louis.
they're putting
a story somewhere.
That's amazing. They're putting another stadium together. They're just going to fly it in and just...
Exact same thing.
Stadium. It's a design, air, heating, and cooling.
That's amazing.
Seismic bracing on a building cost that large is close to $1 billion. That's from Doug Secret.
Okay, but they had to figure, they knew that it was before they ever started, they knew they'd have to do something like that.
Doug, they added a trolley to go around the stadium.
Oh,
boom,
man.
$2 million.
We need multiple tags.
Doug's prison wallet. We, Tim, I agree something is going on. I agree with you. Spanos is not the one lying. Kroenke wants Spanos out of L.A. The NFL wants Spanos to sell. Albright's using St. Louis to get the Spanos needs to sell message out. Spanos is pissed that the NFL's putting pressure on him. It would be even more interesting if Spanos has knowledge to help the St. Louis lawsuit. That's from Paul Pepper's producer.
That was my theory. Is I don't know why Kroenke is poking the beehive so much if this is him.
Because maybe there's another $5 in it for him.
Because I think the damage that I think Spanos has a lot of information that I just don't know if I like poking the beehive that much. Great, I think he may realize that LA might be the only option for him, Spanos meaning. But if Kroenke just does this again, he's already stole the land from him, and now he's making him kind of that, you know, lesser stepson tenant. If you piss him off at St. Because he looked, I mean, those quotes were pretty damning. He was pissed. So I think that's. That's not a good sign for Kroenke.
I hate saying this, but the stadium looks like the Rams logo from above, and it's actually pretty dope. That's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
Really?
How dope it is.
Unless they really want a team in England, and they start putting this stuff out, and it gets to the point where Spanos is so pissed off that everybody wants him out of there, they just says, you know what, I'll go to London. Yeah. I have a stadium. Give me the deal I want. I'll go to London.
Well, before the Rams moved here, they were pretty adamant that they weren't moving anywhere also.
You're talking about 94? You're talking about in 2000?
Right, before they moved. Yeah.
When they left here or when they moved from Orange County?
No, but before they left here. They weren't going anywhere.
Well, we were told there was no secret plan, and there was not a secret plan.
No, we're not going anywhere.
It wasn't a secret. They were open. It was an open plan, right? Like,
right.
Outside of having it handwritten.
Guys, they had to add $2 billion worth of seating in case Los Lonely Boys has more tour dates for the 2020 stadium tour. I just can't imagine that's $2 billion. That's from Timmy Rico.
I don't know. They're pretty popular.
Man, they taste good.
You got to figure out inflation.
Guys, the reason for the cost overrun is the original plan lacked plans for glory holes in all the men's restroom and the lounge for the stepdads. They're now retrofitting the stadium for these issues.
You can get one guy with a big drill. And he could create those in an afternoon, probably. He could go around the whole
Again,
stadium.
I'm thinking about the guy. They have walkie-talkies, and, all right, Bill, go get the drill at time for the glory holes. 2.5 feet off the ground.
I don't think any of this is true.
I've got one of my sources. We were communicating yesterday about this and saying that the London thing is not really an NFL issue so much of an NFL PA issue. Time of flights, taxes, health care. It would be difficult to get them to agree, in my opinion.
Right. Well, we've said that all along. Yeah. Who wants to play there? Who wants to pick up the whole family and move to Europe?
What's the best college football team in the UK?
Do they even play college football there?
Is there like an SEC? So like a Feinbaum?
It's kind of hard to believe that the rest of the world hasn't started playing more American football.
Well, they had that World Football League, and that's going strong.
That died out. But they don't seem to play at all. I guess maybe Australia plays a little bit, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know.
They play Australian rules football.
I thought they did. That's much bigger. But, I mean, the rest of the world just wants nothing to do with tackle football.
Yeah, soccer, rugby, cricket, that's all they play at university.
But basketball's played all over the world. All over the world. Hockey, anywhere where it's cold, it's played. But football is only here
pretty
in
much,
Canada,
yeah.
I guess.
Doug, also the food in London is horrendous. Thanks, Eric in the Central.
It's not horrendous.
No, it's not bad.
You got to order poorly. Food's bad anywhere if you order wrong.
And they do have American food over there. But if you never had real fish and chips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are the chips fries, bro, or are they chips?
They're fries.
Nice. What kind? Steak?
I don't know. What they do, too, there's a thing over there called a chip buddy.
What's that?
It's actually just butter bread with french fries.
Oh. Butter bread with a fry on top of it?
Bread. You butter the bread and then put the french fries on top with some salt and call it a chip buddy.
Sounds like half a sandwich.
Yeah.
I ate at Gordon Ramsay's fish house in Vegas. Fish and chips. Yeah. Good. We actually had it 3 times.
You get it with the vinegar and all that?
Yeah. It was really actually, I mean, I'm not saying that this is the same as what you get in England, certainly not, but
No, if Gordon Ramsay did it, I'm sure it is.
It was fantastic.
Was it?
Oh, it was great.
Food tends to be better to me if I'm really hungry. I don't care how good the food is. If I'm really hungry, just give me anything.
And I still think, I will say it again, Culver's is one of the most underrated places. I had it yesterday. Yeah, it's unreal.
Would you get a restaurant as Riz in St. Louis?
No, I'm talking Culver's. About fast food. It blows Steak and Shake out of the water, which doesn't say much now.
But it's a different kind of burger, though, is it not, than Steak and Shake, isn't it?
I mean,
Steak and Shake's kind of a smashed steak burger. Culver's is like a thicker burger.
What pops Culver's off is not only they use a lot of cheese, but also the fresh red onions. I like that crisp, onion crisp, instead of the sautéed ones that have been oiled up and grilled. I don't like that. They're kind of stringy. Crisp onions, crinkle cut fries. Mm. I got the Wisconsin cheese sauce, and like everything is hot and fresh. I've had four in a row. The experiences were better each time. They were fantastic.
You go to that one at Big Ben in 44?
Absolutely.
It's a nice play.
It's a great.
It's like a Chick-fil-A customer service there, Plowhawk.
It's like a, you know, like a country buffet style, where there's ladies in their 50s and 60s, you know. You feel like they should have bonnets
moms
on.
Up there.
You know, just
moms
serving fresh hot food. It's fantastic.
I thought Boston Market was going to be like that when that burst onto the scene. I thought this is a good idea.
Oh, I'd go
like
there
this.
And I'd get that stuffing with the turkey.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to have made it around here very well.
It's the quality of food, I think, with the meats, maybe with the Boston Market. Okay. Maybe it needs to upgrade. But Culver's, I mean, flat out bomb.
Best restaurant in town.
The Butter Burgers are good.
Yes.
Doug, watch this. Hello, Governor. Mitch, you know there is no secret Cumstein.
I don't understand the text. I don't get it.
Tim, have you tried the burger at Southern? It's very similar to the one at Olive and Oak. Very nice dish.
Southern. Have you guys been to that Lakawachi place out in Belleville?
Lottawatta Creek? Lottawatta Creek, baby.
Have you been there?
The portions are massive. It's really good. It's always busy. I haven't been there in years.
It looks like that's where professional eaters would go.
Holy dear.
Like weighing 300-400 bills a piece would saddle up in there and just eat.
Their portions are insane. I don't know.
Are the portions big?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I think on the website it shows just how big the plates are.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there twice. I used to live in Fairview, so that was kind of a nice treat to do.
Was it good?
Lottawatta Creek, yes. It was.
You like it
a lot.
It
was phenomenal.
Better than
yeah.
Culver's?
What was so good, baby?
I think I had the chicken fried steak, I do believe. And you're talking just massive amounts of potatoes and gravy and then the sides and bread. It just, you're taking
load her up.
It is a loaded up place, but it's actually really good food. It's not just like a buffet, just shove it in your face. I mean, it's cooked and prepared well.
When I went to Lambert's down there in Sykeston, the home of the throwed rolls, have you heard that, where they throw the rolls at you?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that. I mean, huge place. Boy, it was really interesting place. But, I mean, the people came in there. They looked like NFL linemen who'd been retired for about 15 years and just had not left the buffet table since. These people had come from all over the world, it looked like, to eat just massive amounts of food. They actually take the rolls and throw them at you. But there must have been 400 or 500 people sitting at this restaurant.
Look at this Lottawatta Creek. I mean, it's massive.
What you got, babe?
Just go
to
the images and just you can see the portion sizes are just it's unbelievable food.
Them Bosty Marky green beans are nummy, boy.
God.
I like to put one up each of my nostrils and pretend I'm a walrus. Turns my Uncle Gus on.
Oh.
It's from Dr. Dickenballs. We've met his Uncle Gus.
Dad's always there. Yeah, Dad, I haven't met Gus yet.
I love this picture in Lottawatta Creek's images. It's of somebody in looked like a Cardinal shirt with just a loaded up thing of cheese fries with extra cheese and bacon. Just couldn't find a helmet, but they got themselves a nice treat.
Is there any way to eat where it wouldn't cost you like 4,000 calories?
I'm sure the menu has
lighter
edition, but I'm sure you can make it into three meals. I think that's kind of what they do is leftovers are king there. I would recommend it. I haven't had it in years, but I know.
Why don't we go over there and do a remote real quick?
I think you would enjoy it.
Real quick.
Maybe they should send a lot of food to us so we could taste it to make sure it's worth the trip.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll confirm for them.
Joe Roderick might know the owner, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Roderick's on that 75-day workout. He probably isn't going.
No, yeah, he's probably out of there.
All right, we got a break. It's 9:14, so let's close out the 8 o'clock hour. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Cough and cold season is here. Introducing Ricola Max Throat Care, Ricola's most powerful drop yet.
It's the best of Swiss nature wrapped around a powerful liquid menthol scenter for maximum relief from your worst cough and sore throat. Maximum nature for maximum relief. Try the new Ricola Max now, available in the cold and cough aisle. Ricola. It's in our nature.
Celebrate this holiday season by sending money to your loved ones with Western Union. As a new customer, you can enjoy a $0 transfer fee when you send money online. For fast and reliable money transfers, use Western Union. Visit WesternUnion.com or download our app today to get started, and your first transfer fee is on us. Services offered by Western Union Financial Services, Inc., NMLS 906983, or Western Union International Services, LLC, NMLS 906985. FX gains apply.